Well, good morning to you, Vaughn Zenko with you here. And today we are going to be talking about something that not a lot of people think is super important, but it is very much super important, especially for rural areas, not only Fallon County, not only Baker, but just the entire state of Montana. Commissioner Roy Rost is here along with Stacey Moore, and we're going to talk about the 2020 census today. Hi, guys.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning to you, or good afternoon, or wherever you may be listening to this. we're gonna take this online too, so who knows what time they're listening to it. But as we know, the census is going on right now, and we here in Fallon County have not been super great about filling out the census so far.
Very true. Yeah, as of today, September 15th, Fallon County is only at 30.1%. It is up from 27.4 here on about the 1st of September. And one of the things that we do see is that more people are online. 21.9% of the people have filled it out online. So, I mean, we are crawling up, but we are like 55 of the 56th county.
Oh, geez.
So, yeah.
And now to clarify that, Stacey, to fill it out online, you can go to my2020census.gov.
Yep, you can go to my2020census.gov, or you can also call in at 1-844-330-2020, and you can fill it out there, or you can stop by the library, and we'd be happy to help you. Actually, next week, we're going to have coffee and cookies and come in for the census, so... The three C's, census, coffee, and cookies.
Oh, I like that. I already filled out my census. Could I still come in for cookies?
You can. Anytime.
All right. Now, Roy, as a county commissioner, maybe you can talk to the importance of people filling out the census. Because what it means is it means money for the county. It means representation as well.
Yes, absolutely. The census provides critical data that lawmakers, business owners, teachers, and many others use to provide daily services, products, and support for you and your community. Every year, billions of dollars in federal funding go to hospitals, fire departments, schools, roads, and other resources based on the census data. And yes, the results of the census also determines the number of seats in each state for their House representative. And as you know, Montana only has one, and it would be really great if we could pick another one up.
And we are. We're kind of on the cusp of that.
Yes,
we're
close
to being able to get that one.
We're really close. So every person counts. Every person helps.
And I saw this, that an interesting stat. If just every one person basically equates to about $20,000.
That is correct.
Yep,
$20,000. For 10 years.
For 10 years,
over
yep.
10 years.
So a family of five is $100,000 worth of funding for the state of Montana.
And that could be roads, that could be any number of different things. I mean, that's $20,000. If you complain, like, how come nobody ever fixes the roads around here? Well, did you fill out your census? Because you cost us $20,000.
Right, and then we don't get to do this for another 10 years. So if we miss out, we got to wait another 10 years before we can do it. All the woulda, coulda, shouldas will be over.
Yeah. And this year too, it's coming on us quick as far as the deadline to have this done. There's still some confusion about it, but for right now, we need to get it done by September.
Yep, right now the state of Montana is trying to stop and still have it go till October 31st, but as of now, it's over on the 30th, so it's more important than ever to get in there and fill them out. Another thing today, we found out the enumerators, if they do come to your house, go ahead, refill it out with them, because glitches in the new computer system. I was just talking with one of the ladies at the state, and so she said, please let people know to fill it out twice, then they'll take it and decide which one.
Okay. And I had a question to that end, because I did, and you said the people can come down to the library and they can get help with the census down there. I'm worried, because I filled mine out online, and I'm worried, and I don't want to admit this, I may have written my wife's birthday wrong.
Well, and do it again. They'll just call you, and they'll decide which one. Yep, so she said yes. Feel free to do it twice.
Okay, so if you feel like you went through it one time and you may have done the wrong thing or written the wrong thing down, you're like, oh, geez, I got to fix that. Yep. You can do it again, and they'll make sure it's right.
I just can't believe you admitted that on air that you forgot your wife's birthday.
Well, you know what? Wow. What's funny is I'm about 75% that I got it right. But in the back of my mind, I'm like, oh man, what day did I write?
And the census, I filled mine out online for the whole family, and it took. I got a pretty decent sized family, and it took me about 15 minutes to fill it out. So it is quick, it is easy. If you run into any kind of questions with it, I don't know if you can pause halfway through or not, or what happens if you get stuck and you don't know what to do.
Just go back and start over.
Okay.
Yeah. Just call somebody, get your question answered. So yeah, just start it over, but. There's not a back button on it. I mean, for a few of the questions there are, but not for all, because okay. We've ran into that with a few people too, and so we just close it out, start it back up, and it takes even less time to do it the second time.
Because
just don't quit on it. Just
Don't quit.
Plugging away at it.
Yeah. Oh, go ahead, Cece.
And one of the other important things, you know, here, the government doesn't realize that a lot of our people here in Fallon County get their mail only at the post office or on a rural route. And the census is based on your address. So if you haven't gotten any information, go to the website. There's a box down there that says, click here if you don't have your number. And like I said, if you don't have the internet, which we all know broadband is kind of sly here, so let's just come on into the library. Beth and I will be happy to help you.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, you said that number, too, that 1-844-330-2020.
Yep.
People can call that as well.
Call that anytime, yep.
Which, the important...
Website.
The website is my2020census.gov.
Mm-hmm. And Roy, again, as a commissioner, too, the census also is important. Just, I know you guys must look at that information, just planning for the future of Fallon County over the next 10 years.
It does. It goes with our growth policy. The growth policy gets updated every 5 years, and those numbers go into there. We're just starting to do the growth policy update already. So those numbers on the census is very, very important for how your local government sees growth in the community and where funding should go.
Yeah, definitely. And again, you get these situations where people are sitting around like, how come they're not funding this or they're funding that? Well, there's a plan, there's budgeting and stuff that's involved.
Yes.
And filling out the census lets you guys know.
It's valuable information.
Yeah, very mm-hmm. valuable for all.
And, of course, the statewide representation in Helena, too, for rural areas. You've got to, if everybody out in Missoula is filling out their census and only 30% of us are filling out our census, well, we're going to get to the state legislature and we're going to get hosed at the end of the day.
Right.
Yep.
Right. I mean, one of the things that, you know, the community, if you've been are aware of, that we're trying to get a daycare center put in. And a lot of people use those, the business people can use the census numbers to see what kind of population that's in Baker and the age group to see if it's even, you know, viable to have a daycare center. Mm-hmm. So when we're trying to do these projects, but we don't have the proper data, it's hard to pull in investors or business people because they don't have the right information.
Exactly. Yeah, and that's you hit the nail on the head, because that's obviously a project I'm working on too, and that does. That means, as far as finding investors to get this daycare center, they need to know, like, hey, maybe we want to move our business to Baker. How many? You know, what's the housing like? What's the population like? Is it going to be enough of a workforce for us to move our business to Baker, and things like that, as far as just hiring and all that. So it's very important just for the overall well-being of the city and the county.
Yeah.
Yes.
And have you run into, when people come into the library, Stacy, are they just confused by the website? They look at it, I have no idea what to do. But I mean, it's pretty easy.
It's really easy. And usually I walk them through the first three steps and get them right onto there, where they start with that they're a U.S. citizen, and then they just fly through. And like I said, if they aren't, you know, feeling comfortable with the computer, I'll sit down and I'll just take their answers and put them right in for them. That's what a census champion does, and that's what we're trying to promote here. And that was the beauty that, you know, the governor himself kind of pulled the state or all the libraries in to do this. So there's 118 libraries in the state of Montana that are running as census champions.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, and Fallon County is one.
All right.
Yeah.
And I think something, one thing that I know we in rural areas, we're concerned about privacy, but this is, it's a very non-invasive thing. It's
yeah, there's really nothing on there that even goes into privacy. I mean, to me, the hardest question was, what nationality are you in? And, you know, they don't put mutt on there. Let me just put it that way. You know, once... I think we were past the 1900s, you know, we were just all kind of a little bit of everything. So, you know, I put down, I'm mostly Norwegian. So there you go. Now you know I'm Norwegian.
Oh, no. But yeah, there's definitely nothing in there that that people are going to be able to look at your census report and be like, now I know this guy and I'm going to steal his credit card.
Yeah, or
now I
know. Nope. And it's nothing like the ones that... Like my parents filled out that took hours. This is, I mean, if you're one person, you can have it done in 5 minutes easy.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And have you filled it out already?
I filled mine out so that I was ready to help people. Oh, and so as soon as it was online, yes, I took care of Bruce and I's.
All right. And that is, as far as, again, we want to stress that rural areas like ours are the ones that are being undercounted in this census.
Yep, very true.
And, you know, like you said earlier, Roy, there's a lot, you know, some of the you farmers, ranchers, you're out there, maybe don't have great internet service, or maybe it's just, maybe you didn't get this in the mail, and you're just, or you just, I don't have the time to do it, you know, but it is pretty easy.
It is pretty easy, and then thank you, Stacy, and in the library and stuff for doing this and helping people out, and there's, just make the phone call, and if you need help, give us a holler.
And I want to thank you and KFLN and KJJM for putting us on the air and running this, because you guys do know how important it is. So thank you guys.
Oh, absolutely. And again, if you don't fill it out, not only does it hurt us now, it hurts us over the next 10 years combined. And that's a big number. That's $20,000.
Per person.
That does not fill out the census. So, I mean, think of that kind of help that's going to do. And again, if people, can people just get a hold of you at the library if they have questions?
Yep, if they have questions, just call us at 406-778-7160. You can talk to Beth or I, and we will line you up.
And again, the website is my2020census.gov. And the census phone number is 1-844-330-2020.
Correct.
Anything else we need to add here, guys?
Nope. Just be counted. And remember that next week is not too late to be counted at the library.
There we go. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Commissioner Roy Rost and Stacy Moore, be counted. Fill out that census, guys. Thank you.